Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business?
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
Welcome to the IFL TV podcast, proudly sponsored by Everlast.
This is Omar Ahmed for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. We're in London here for a media event. I'm joined by the big man himself, Johnny Nelson. The cat's out the bag. Ben Whitaker is signing with Boxer and Sky.
First of all, just pan that camera over there to the left. My favourite. This brother's my favourite. And he just walked in the house, I'm like, Paul is here, yes. So, respect.
Shout out Paulie Malignaggi.
Paul is in the house. Paul is in the house. My favourite, man.
Ben Whitaker's also in the house. A big signing.
You know what? So you look at the platform that's being set up for Ben Whitaker. You know, I walked in here thinking, we've got a few fighters we're going to announce. Worst kept secret. Ben Whitaker has got a mixture of the arrogance of Prince Asim Hamid, the my way attitude of an early David Haye, and the in your face talk of Floyd Mayweather. Now, if he can back the boast up and be able to fight, this guy will be a superstar. Now, Sugar Hill's in the mix now. If Sugar Hill brings that punch power into his boxing ability, he'll be a superstar without a doubt. Everything's set out for him to pull this fight off, to pull his career off, to turn him into a superstar. In boxing now, it's not just about being able to box. It's about being a salesman as well. And he's got a chip on his shoulder. He's like Marmite. He wants you to either love him or hate him, and he don't give a toss. When he was up there and the press were talking to him, he talked back to them with truculence, as if to say, "What are you talking about?" And I chuckled to myself because it reminded me of Naz. Naz used to be like that with him. He actually, and it reminded me of Floyd Mayweather. I see Floyd do that as well. Talk to the press like, "Who are you talking to?" with attitude, because he knows what he can do. So he knows if he can't back up the post, that same press, the public, are going to roast him. And he's willing to put his neck on the line. So I like that. This man was chased from both sides of the water, in the UK, from promoters, and over in America. And so everything's set out for this man. He signed up with Boxer and Sky, and Boxer had given him a platform to do his way. They said, right, do your thing, boy. Now, he's a salesman, he can fight. Do your thing. And that's the freshness about that union with Boxer, because they've said, look, do your thing. You know, we have our formula. If you want to do it this way, boom, it's all out there for you. So I like that.
Well, we really do look forward to the professional debut of Ben Whitaker. I want you to just hold this mic because my lights are playing up. I'm going to get the other mic.
What? Am I supposed to start singing?
Yeah.
At last. Oh, right. God damn. Stay away from the light.
Well, what were you saying about me on there?
Nothing, man.
I'll have a check of it when I watch it. Johnny, I just want to get your reactions to a few fights that we've had. I haven't spoke to you since Fury White, Canelo, Bivol, Taylor, Serrano. So let's run through them. Tyson Fury's knockout of Dillian White. And also, second part to this question, is he really going to retire?
I'll answer the second part first. No, he's not. Even his wife said he's not. Come on. You know, Tyson's a fighting man. And again, it's my chance to say, hands up, Tyson, props. You know, you can fight. You're not a shithouse. You backed up the boast. Everything you can say you do, you proved you can do it. You know, so people like me have got to keep my mouth shut. This guy's proved he's the best heavyweight in the world. Like it or not. You know, and he's proved that. You know, when he boxed, I thought, you know what, the knockout wasn't a reaction knockout. And Dylan's my boy. You know, and I like Dylan. Everything about Dylan's committed his life to boxing. He's been training for this fight for forever and a day. And how Tyson Fury dealt with the fight, he didn't just box him. When Dylan got in close to try and rough him up, he held him, tied him up. You look at the knockout. Now, the knockout wasn't a reaction punch, and the knockout was a premeditated shot. Jab, stepped in, watched that back foot, twisted it up, uppercut, took him out, pushed him off. Now, that shows a fighter that knows the sport, knows how to fight. Fight is just not about boxing. Fight is about mentally being able to have mental warfare, knowing what you're going to do, how you're going to fight. Make sure you detect what's happening. Tyson Fury did that, did everything. I was there. You know, 94,000 people. I was there, man. And it probably wasn't as exciting as what people wanted, but if to the naked eye, to the fight, to people that box, to me it was a masterpiece. He boxed brilliantly, and this guy's not going to get beaten for a long time. It's for fighters now to prove they can beat Tyson Fury. Tyson Fury is top dog. And you know, if Brendan was alive, he'd say, Johnny, this kid can do it all. Box southpaw, orthodox, backward, forward, left to right, you know, with ease. So, proper respect. And I thought, got to nod him, man. Got to salute him. Well done.
What did you make of Canelo Alvarez's second loss as a professional?
Canelo Alvarez, bit off more than he can chew. And I am not slagging off Canelo Alvarez because I rate him. Technically, he's on point. He just went in a good big and just beat a good little one. That's it. And I actually think Canelo Alvarez boxed below par in that fight. I've seen him box better. So was that because Bivol was too good for him? Or was that because Canelo thought, walk in the park, I've done this? Don't write Canelo off, because when Canelo boxed Triple G, I thought to myself, what can he do better? No, and then the second fight, he came back and I thought, damn, this guy was on it. You know, and he boxed much better. So he could probably do the same in the Bivol fight. Bivol saying, I'll come back and box your super middle for your titles. So Bivol now is a light heavyweight, strong light heavyweight, and Canelo went in there and Bivol handled him, could hold him off, could steady him up, wasn't hurt by the shots on the arm. And I said this before when he was talking about stepping up to cruiserweight, any cruiserweight worth his salt, and I said this as a former cruiserweight champion, worth his salt. No, man, that can't happen. You know, and Bivol proved that a light heavyweight. So maybe he's just gone a little bit too far to fight the best in the world in that division. If you're a champion, in my book, you are the best heavyweight, best fighter in your weight division. I thought I was the best at cruiserweight. So therefore, no little man's coming up to beat me, because I am the best in the world. I'm not a guy that's just got a title. As long as I don't box him, and him, I'm the best in the world. Bivol, he's the best light heavyweight in the world, and he proved that by making sure the best super middleweight in the world couldn't beat him. You know, and Canelo, he's in a strong position where media, TV, and everything, they will back him, say, go for this fight. Now, I don't know if Canelo's talking about, he's talking about the rematch, he's invoking that, he's talking about fighting the likes of Alexander Usyk. You know, the same thing will happen again against Usyk. Now he's got to stay in his lane. I'm not chopping this man down because I rate him as a fighter, but stay in your lane, son. That's simple.
And my last question, whilst I was out in New York and Las Vegas, Eddie Hearn and Frank Smith were quite vocal about the fact that Sky Sports, as an independent news outlet, weren't talking about the two DAZN fights, Taylor Serrano and Canelo Bivol, enough. What are your thoughts on their kind of disgruntled views about that?
Well, this is business, and why should Eddie be worried about what Sky Sports are doing? You know, he's with DAZN. DAZN are doing a grand job and getting a lot of fighters work. You know, Eddie's probably one of the best promoters in the world. So why are you worried about Sky Sports? You know, that's this is business. These guys are doing what they want to do. My interest is the fighters getting opportunities, and the fighters and the amazing fights. I think Katie Taylor boxed wicked. Better than most men I've seen. The heart she's got is untrue. She left it all in the ring. And I think that is what anyone wants to be concentrating on, saying, you know what? You missed out. Because this fight was unbelievable. What are you worried about Sky for? You know, so that kind of stuff is a little tittle-tattle. You know, it's not... That's his call.
Johnny Nelson, thank you very much for talking to IFL TV. Everyone tune in this Saturday live on Sky Sports for the Boxer Tournament from Manchester. We look forward to that, and we'll see you there, Johnny, all right?
Thanks. Nice one. Sean McDonald, look out for him.
Ah, you what? Who? Look out for who?
Sean McDonald, he's fighting in the...
Your boy, yeah.
That's my boy. I'd be very surprised if he didn't... He wasn't in the final. I will not be surprised if he wins. But look out for him.
I thought you first said look out for Trevor McDonald. I was like, what? He ain't your boy.
Yeah, he is.
Thank you for listening to the IFL TV podcast, proudly sponsored by Everlast.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.